Get your day started right. This is Breakfast Beat with Ghulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Esau. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
It's gone 15 after 7. Welcome to it. This is Breakfast Now. President Cyril Ramaphosa in his weekly newsletter yesterday stated that corruption during a national disaster is particularly a heinous type of crime, and perpetrators are going to be dealt with decisively and harshly. He writes that this is also difficult to understand, the utter lack of conscience that leads a business person who has heeded the call to provide life-saving supplies during a pandemic to inflate the price of surgical masks by as much as 900%. Now, of course, Ramaphosa's article also comes amid public outrage with the rampant corruption in the government over illegal tenders and other shady dealings during the pandemic. Things reached boiling point at an ANC-NEC this meeting, this past weekend at least, where fingers were pointed at certain people. And then on social media, the hashtag FootsackANC has been trending for days. Now, is public trust in the ANC at an all-time low? Our guest this morning, as always, political analyst from Northwestern University, Professor Andre Duvenage. He joins us online. Prof, good morning. Thank you so much for your time, and always lovely chatting to you. I wanted to just look at the fact that Ramaphosa announced that the SIU will be probing corruption allegations that surfaced during the lockdown, and he says that perpetrators are going to be dealt with, and I quote, decisively and harshly, unquote. But yet, none of the bigwigs in the government have ever been charged or dragged to court for that matter. Do you sort of blame the public also for not taking Ramaphosa seriously?
Ghulam, yes, indeed. What you are arguing is quite right. We have seen a number of investigations in terms of corruption throughout the past decades. And we can start with the arms deal, and we can look at the state capture context and many other incidents related to corruption. And I only know about one politician that ended up in jail, and that was John Block of the Northern Cape. The rest, no action. And what is making it more problematic is the fact that senior ANC members, and some say that even the majority of ANC senior people, may be involved in corruption, directly or indirectly implicated. And that is not to exclude Mr. Ramaphosa and his family. Mr. Ramaphosa, in ways, is connected to the Bosasa deal. There were arguments that he was involved in paying for votes in the 2017 election. There were incidents where his sons were involved, and in that sense, it's going to be extremely problematic. My take on it is that Mr. Ramaphosa's personal image is at a low. People doesn't take him seriously anyway. I heard about senior black people putting off the radio when he is speaking. So I think he doesn't have the legitimacy to deal with the crisis. He doesn't have a track record that is showing that he is doing something. And I also picked up the rumors about the NEC meeting over the weekend and the possible confrontation between himself and Ace Magashule. So, yes, the public is not positive about Mr. Ramaphosa and the way he is dealing with corruption.
But then we've got to ask, especially if you talk, like you've mentioned about the NEC meeting, you know, the latest saga about this, we've got to then start questioning the state of leadership in South Africa at the moment.
Ghulam, there's no doubt that I think to talk about leadership in South Africa at the moment is in itself an overstatement. I cannot see any leadership. There's a complete absence. And what is interesting, people are start comparing the leadership of Jacob Zuma with that of Ramaphosa. Mm. And in the past, Ramaphosa was on a very high profile and Zuma on a very low profile. Now people are asking the questions, what is the best, a bad leader or no leadership? And the fact of the matter is, at the moment, I am not seeing any strong leadership in a strategic sense coming from Ramaphosa. To me, he is literally the absent leader. He's permanently gone, and maybe once in a week or two, three, he will make a number of low-key announcements. Most of them, in my view, with regard to COVID, the wrong decisions, thinking about cigarettes and alcohol and a number of things. And people have the impression that he is not in control of the country. Some are saying that the country is managed from other points in the bigger structure, but he is an absent president. And I think he's going to find it extremely difficult to change that image. Now, saying all of this, I am not very positive that he is going to act very strongly against corruption and nepotism. I would like to see him acting against people like Ace Magashule, that Tswane guy of the Free State, people like Supra Mohamopelo, what happened within the structures of Eskom, etc. And if he is going to act, I have no doubt that this will create serious divisions within the structures of the ANC. And we must remember, we are building up towards a possible election, our local government 2021. I say possible because I'm not 100% sure if it's going to take place. It seems to me as if government would like to postpone the possible election.
The postponement, Prof, would what would cite the reasons for the postponement?
Well, I think in many ways they would like to argue that there's a COVID risk.
Okay.
People must stand in long queues. But I think the real reason is that the ANC is not ready for an election. Mm. And the indications are that they may lose a lot of support when it comes to local government elections. We need to take into consideration that 80 to 90% of all local governments are at least in financial crisis or do have an inability to deliver services in a proper way. And I am picking up a reaction, a strong reaction against the ANC. This whole footsack ANC thing that is going around is an indication of the mood of people against the ANC. So I think it is difficult times for the ANC. It is difficult for their leadership. And I cannot see at this point that they can turn this around.
Right.
In the past, they bought over their voters. At the moment, there's no money. There's not a lot they can promise.
Now, Prof, just before I let you go, and I wanted you to share maybe your opinion with regards to the ANC finding a way to sort of address the party's image and respond to public concerns about the way it handled corruption. But how does one do this, or how will the party do this, considering what came out in the Sunday Times this weekend? We were seeing, you know, Andile, the son of Cyril Ramaphosa, you know, he's an NGO partnering with a very popular bank to kit out at COVID-19 prevention COVID kits for taxis, for argument's sake. We saw other high ministerial positions or people in those positions being involved in PPE manufacturing. You know, and it appears that this pandemic might just be looked at, you know, the ruling party filling their own pockets.
Yes, indeed that is the case. And that is not a so-called Zuma, Ace Magashule state capture thing on its own. This is implicating the Ramaphosa lines, as you mentioned. And we can expect if there's action going to be against the Magashules of the world, then there will be counteraction against the Ramaphosas. And I am by no way sure that Ramaphosa is clean when it comes to all of these. And my take on it is this is going to be a very, very dirty game. And if this fight is coming into the open, it's going to divide the ANC, and their chances winning an election will be very, very small. So I think it's extremely difficult times for the ANC.
Mm.
And I was criticized for my opinion about the Ramaphosa a month or two back, but I'm still thinking that he is in trouble, that he doesn't have the support of all the structures in the ANC, and he finds it extremely difficult to put his strategic vision for the country in place. In short, he doesn't have the support, and he's also implicated in corruption, nepotism, either himself or through his family.
Professor Andre Duvenager, political analyst from Northwest University, thank you for your time this morning. This is Breakfast. We're all over your wireless.